Start recording.
Yay.
Welcome back to the 59th exciting episode of the Cerebral Overload Podcast. Say hi, Andrew.
You didn't introduce us.
I was waiting for you to say hi. I was like, oh, hi, it's Andrew.
When have I ever said hi?
I don't know. This is the first time for everyone.
But I brought a friend this time.
Me and I didn't say hi.
We have a guest.
I didn't realize it was a bring a friend episode.
Hola.
Como estás?
I think you're probably knows.
Yeah,
that was French, dude. Yeah, I got nothing more than that.
I did the same thing. It's like, is this Spanish? Nope, that's French.
Yep. Indian roots are showing.
Lucky I can speak English.
And most of us can. Some days.
Yes.
Well, we're back after being gone for actually not that long this time. It's only been, what, a month?
I don't think it's been that long.
No, I think we recorded on the 23rd was our last episode. No, it wasn't, because that was like a week ago.
Yeah. Nice try, though.
Here's the hope.
Ago.
Well, look at you with the facts. And you just all full of piss and vinegar. People coming in to think they can steal our germs.
Ha-ha!
They took our germs.
We're back after 18 days.
We took an 18-day vacation, okay? This is a stressful job.
But we take the stress and do it for you so you don't have to be. Because we're that kind of persons.
Persons?
Very kind of us.
Pretty much all we were doing was working and getting angry.
Yes. Yes, we were. But we're a kinder, gentler podcast now.
Speak for yourself.
Are you saying we're not a safe space?
You can be a safe space all you want, but up here in Canada, nah.
I'll pass.
You get cross-checked right when you come across the border.
Right to the boards! Build their own wall, except for it's gonna be hockey boards with glass. We're just gonna hit
that. Okay, I am totally okay with that.
Just have hockey boards surrounding Canada. What?
Did you that would make me really happy inside. Yeah.
Who's your border
wall? I can get by.
Team Canada. I think that's all we need.
We need PK Subban.
He's not Canadian.
So? They'll still cross-check all the motherfuckers out of there.
It's coming for you first, Beaver Boy.
That's fine. And I prefer otter. I identify as an otter.
Yeah. We had a close one today, guys. I was signing up for a Facebook account just for Cerebro, and I had to pick male or female.
What
if I wanted to identify as a chihuahua? Or a burrito. Nope, I had to pick male or female, so I picked male. The gender slot me there, Facebook.
Down with the system.
Fucking Zuckerberg.
Let's start our own Facebook. It's called XX or XY only.
No, let's start our own Facebook. Blackjack and Uppers.
I bet if you Google that, that's probably already taken.
It'll be called Bender Book.
There
you go. Anybody else get the Futurama reference there? Come on.
I did.
Thank you. Anybody who doesn't...
I'm not just saying that.
Anybody who doesn't like Futurama does not matter.
Well, since I've never watched it, I guess it don't matter.
You don't count. You already don't matter. You watch wrestling.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Calm down there, Johnson. All right, well,
you can't see me.
Well, yeah, I can't because we're not doing a video chat, you dumbass.
Let's see, I was right.
Nobody wants to see your creepy basement anyway.
No, I'm going to have to get in my safe space. You know where else I need to go?
Where?
The store.
Why?
Because I need a new chip for my computer.
Are they going to be Doritos or Pringles?
They're going to have to be Pringles, because I'm not a big Doritos person.
Yeah, they get sharp, get cut your gums. Holy shit, off topic already. So I'm assuming you're talking about the AMD Raisin.
I like raisins. Chocolate covered raisins are really good.
Or the Ryzen, you know, whatever. I don't even know how to pronounce it. I'm going to say Ryzen.
I was going to say Risen, because they've, like, risen out of the ashes of their lower...
This is AMD we're talking about, not Samsung, okay?
I don't want to hear it.
Apples are catching on fire now, too.
I was going to say, you can't really just point the finger at Samsung anymore, because now iPhones are exploding. Well, that's beside the point. That's actually something we should talk about, but we're not going to. So, yes, the lovely Ryzen 7 processor that AMD has unveiled is awesome, and I want 12 of them, because I'm probably going to break 11 of them.
That's an expensive thing to break.
Not really.
Not compared to an Intel.
Dun, 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 dun.
I think I bought the CPU I'm running in my computer currently. I'm running an Intel, like it's an i5-4460. When I bought that, it was still $220 or something stupid like that. And if I were to buy the equivalent in the AMD Raisin, oh man, it would be like almost it'd be like 50% increase, I think. Just still impressive.
Ben, what are you running? You're running a laptop, though, so I don't really think you count, actually.
Well, right now I'm on a laptop with an i7 in it, but it's only because that's what I came with.
And here I am over here just peddling an i3 like a bum.
Ooh, i3.
Yeah.
Both my laptops have AMD chips in them, though.
Well, I think, honestly, this, partnered with the topic we're going to talk about after, makes me think that I'm probably going to be going AMD for my next build.
Mm.
Because just the Ryzen 7 1800X is an 8-core, 3.6 gigahertz clock rate. You can boost it up to 4 gigahertz. And, oh my god, they don't even have prices for it, but from what I've read, everywhere that had any form of sales open for them are already sold out. Which does not surprise me whatsoever.
Yeah, I was going to say, that seems fair, though.
Amazon's got them available for pre-order.
Do they still, they actually legit have them?
It just says they're available for pre-order.
Do they have prices?
Yeah.
What is my the 1800X coming in for?
That's a whole kit that comes with a motherboard and everything.
Wait, sorry. Okay, so how much is it for a motherboard and everything for bare bones?
This is $658.
$658. You're getting motherboard.
You're getting the Asus Prime Pro motherboard and the Ryzen 7 1800X.
Do you get RAM with that, or is it just the motherboard and processor?
Just the motherboard and processor.
And which motherboard is that? The Prime
X370 Pro.
Oh, damn. So I was just looking at here on Canada.
The processor itself is $499. If you just want the 7-1800X.
Yeah, so the the X370 Pro here in Canada anyways is $219. So that's actually not horrible for a bare bones, considering that's what, well, not even bare bones, you're not getting RAM, but for a motherboard CPU combo, considering a CPU can cost you that much. Looking at you, $459 Intel i7, you fucker. That's even a quad, it's not even, god, stupid, sorry. I'm just really mad because Intel doesn't want to actually send me any to review, and I hate them, and they can go suck a dick.
That's one way to get in their good books.
I've used Intel for years, so it's unless I legit actually build something and move along, I'm not going anywhere. I'm sticking with my Intel because it works. But the problem is, there's always going to be that divide where you can sure enough turn around and you can get an Intel chip, and then you put in an AMD video card, and they're never going to work properly together.
Yep.
They always hate each other. Oh, this hurts my brain, because I just looked up the Ryzen 7 here, 1800X on Canada Computers, and it's $659. Ouch. But the 1700 is only $434, so that's not bad at all.
But if you think about it in the Intel equivalent, you're going to be paying $300 more.
All right, let's see. So see what we got for the Intel chipset here. I'm just going to do a little bit of research.
i7-7700K is $339. But that's only quad-core. That's not octa-core.
Yeah. I don't think Intel has an octa-core release yet, do they?
Well, that's beside the point.
I don't believe they do, yeah.
And you know what, their octa-core will come out at, like, unless they find the variant to be able to make drop it down to the price, it's going to come out being astronomical. So by the time I actually get, you know, enough money to build a PC, like to rebuild mine, give it an overhaul, then I could probably get the 1700X and 1800X for probably $400, $300, $400.
Well, hell, an i5 quad core is still $239.
Yep.
Sorry, just dying a little bit. We're good. But you know what? All that fun stuff you're gonna buy would be great with.
What's
now that? They've decided they're gonna smash the mold for. So this is literally what AMD did. They're like, okay, so we're gonna take processors. They cost a lot, right? And everyone's like, yeah, they cost a lot. Well, we're gonna set that on fire, and here's your chip now. But you see these video cards? It's like this GTX 1080. That's like $1,100. Yeah? Yeah, we're going to set that shit on fire, too. Because they released the AMD Radeon RX 480 GPU, and it's VR-ready. $200. $200. Now, it's probably not going to be the most, like, beautiful, amazing, fancy-looking card. But it's rated at capable of more than 5 teraflops of computing power. And I'm paraphrasing here from Engadget. So the NVIDIA GTX 1070, the 6 teraflops for $380, and the high-end GTX 1080 does 9 teraflops for $600. So you're pretty much right in there for $200 less.
I think I know exactly why they decided to come out with it so late. Because I pretty much just bought a 1070.
Well, you can go and buy yourself a Radeon, and I'll take the 1070 off your hands.
You are so kind.
I know, but come on, I don't even remember what piece of crap I'm rocking right now, but it's angering, okay? It makes me mad on a daily. We're not going to get into that right now. So the AMD, the RX 480 is based on AMD's new Polaris architecture, and it'll be available in 4 gig and 8 gig memory, as well as HDR gaming with DisplayPort. Jesus, 1.3, 1.4 support. Let's see what they say about the VR. So currently, the HTC Vive and Oculus Rift require video cards costing around $300 at minimum. By delivering a $200 card that's VR capable, AMD has dramatically lowered the cost of entry for VR consumers. It also has smart strategy for AMD, since NVIDIA has sewn up the high-end and mid-range market in the GTX 1080 and 1070, which is what you have.
Mm-hmm.
So how much did your 1070 cost you?
Oh, $600.
Holy,
we're talking
shit.
Canadian pesos. So...
Well, you know, on June 29th, when the RX 480 is released, you can just upgrade.
Yeah, pretty much.
For less money, you know.
And
that's the way life goes.
Old one off your hand.
Yeah, I will gladly... Any old any old PC parts that you don't want, I am gladly more than happy to take. You know, you got an old processor that's not an i3, and I'll take it.
He just doesn't want you stuck with old equipment. He's a nice guy.
Yeah,
you know, that is very kind, yeah.
Sitting around collecting dust, it's not fair to you, right?
The problem is you might have to fight Alyssa for it.
That's not a problem. She might be short, but I'll take her down. So Alyssa kicked me in the shins, and I'm pretty much screwed.
She's like a squirrel, or a raccoon, scrappy.
Yeah, so right now I'm rocking an i3 2100 at 3.1 with 12 gigs of RAM, which isn't bad. But where the hell is my goddamn device manager? Windows 10. My video, where are you? I'm rocking a GeForce GTX 550 Ti.
Ooh, baby. Yeah. That's not bad.
You know what I'm rocking? On the card video.
That's where you want to be. That's how you get the best gaming experience.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have
Does
to be
already
processing through stuff. It's just right there. You know?
Why have the extra stuff strapped to your computer? You don't have.
Sounds like somebody's getting into a fight with something there.
Yeah, I'm fighting plastic.
Hey, when that happens, it comes out of nowhere and attacks you. Frick. So, needless to say, is by the sound of it, is gaming computers. Because, you know, gaming is expensive as hell. I find that the lowering of the prices of the components will probably bring a lot of people like myself, who don't have a whole butt ton of money to keep up with computer stuff, because, you know, house, kid, cars, blah. This will bring me back from console. Like, I do love my consoles. I do love my Xbox One. But I do miss computer gaming. And right now I am playing Rust, I can play H1Z1, I can play GTA, I can play the games.
You can, things. Don't forget, Tow Truck Simulator.
And on Tow Truck Simulator, can't forget Tow Truck Simulator. But it's not Tow Truck Simulator 2017 or even 2016, it's 2015. That doesn't matter. Point of the matter is that I can tow people's cars.
It's the golden years for tow trucks.
It is. The revolutionary. Ay-yi-yi. Well, seeing as we're talking about new fun things that are on the market, LG decided to come in like a wrecking ball and show off their new LG G6, which is releasing, it was announced in February, and supposedly it's going to be releasing within the first quarter of February. So, Jesus Christ.
Dying?
A little bit. So the G6, looking at it, I'm glad that they've gone away from modular, because I feel like the only company that's ever done modular right is Motorola. Ben, shut up. They've gone away from that. They've now done full glass all around. But they're not like, hey, we're going to make the thinnest phone ever. We're going to make the... This is just, hey, we've made a phone, we put a giant fucking battery in it, we've given you a bunch of RAM, good cameras, and a big screen. Here you go, like it or shut up. But that's not all! Yeah, they give you a micro SD card slot. Thanks for giving that back. God. Oh, and it has a headphone jack. I think.
Yeah, you should be sure of that before you say that.
Yes. 3.5mm jack. Yes. Mm.
Thank goodness.
Take that, Apple.
Apple's not the only one.
But see, with this, the screen size comes in at 5.7 inches, 1440 by 2880 pixels. And it's actually, they've even done something else with the screen. It's not pointed, like the screen has got rounded corners. To me, I don't know, something little like that can change it and make it look a little bit cooler. I don't know if is there any phone out that has rounded corners?
Half of the S6 Edge.
I didn't mean that kind of rounded, just smart ass.
Well, you didn't specify.
I know, and that's my fault. The corners aren't pointy. I don't know, just... They do overlay it with their LG spam, but it doesn't seem like I haven't obviously had a hands-on yet with it. LG, you know, send one over. That'd be awesome. From what I've seen in the videos, it's overlaid, but it doesn't look like it's too much. Like, it hasn't looked like it's not bogged down. It doesn't look like it's TouchWiz Samsung. It looks clean, vibrant. I don't know. It's supporting an LCD screen, which I was kind of hoping that because it's an LG, they would have done an OLED screen, but I guess it probably would have been cost them too much. I don't know. Is someone making like a whiskey and whiskey on the rocks there in the background?
Maybe.
I'm jealous.
I know, right? Like,
why didn't you bring in your chair?
My cat is getting all over the place.
Oh, I was going to say, well, at least the bonus is, you know, Matt, you only live like 10 minutes from me, so I can just come up and get one.
Yeah, exactly. It depends on how fast you can drive.
Well, right now I'm reviewing a 2017 Lincoln Continental with 400 horsepower, so I can get there in no time at all.
That is fair.
I got a 2017 Genesis from tomorrow.
Ooh.
Both those cars go a lot faster than mine right now.
Yeah, Ben gets the fun cars in the States. Although I am getting good with Nissan, so I might be getting some Infiniti soon.
If you're getting good with Nissan, do me a favor and tell them to stop making the Juke.
I've already tried. They don't need them. My God, my wife despises the Juke, so I want to get one to review just because she hates it. Why would you put headlights on the bottom of the car?
It makes me so mad. The thing that I think that makes me the most angry about the Juke is I was doing a little bit of reading into it, and the CEO, I believe, of Nissan was talking about how they want the Juke to be their kind of direction for the company, and they're going to leave the 240 SXs and the 300 SXs and that style of car, the two-seater, fastback, lot of fun car, and you're going to leave that for the Juke. And I was like, oh my God, no.
So I think we can clearly say goodbye to Nissan if that's the way they're going to go.
Yeah.
Because that's not going to fly here. Like, I've seen anytime I've seen a Juke in Cambridge, it's been either driven by a middle to old lady,
mm-hmm.
or, I don't want to sound rude here, but like, there's a Muslim dude that's here, you've probably seen it, the purple and red one. He drives for Uber. I see him everywhere. Him and then, like, it's just, like, old, middle-aged, old white ladies that drive him.
Is he your neighbor?
The Juke guy, no, but I see him everywhere.
That would be an awesome neighbor.
What, an Uber driver?
Yeah, I live beside Juke guy.
I've actually never used Uber because when they first came out, and any driver that I met is a complete moron, including the one that's in this chat. I've never used it because I drive, and I never really, A, I don't like other people's driving, and B, I don't ever really drink enough to need an Uber.
That's
maybe great. If I travel somewhere in the States, like if I go to Vegas or something like that, I might Uber once just to see what it's like, but...
The one time, I've used Uber, I think, two or three times. The one time was in Florida when Liz and I went to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And the second time was recently. We went to the auto show and we parked at my friend's house.
Yep.
And coming back from my friend's house and going there, we used Uber just because it was a lot cheaper than the subway somehow.
Yeah, well, no, that makes sense. It's Toronto.
Yeah.
But one thing I do have to ask you, Matt, is I still haven't received a write-up about the auto show.
Ooh, that's true. In the mail.
Yeah. In the mail.
That's
fire you explained in the podcast.
Yeah, that's fair.
Sorry, that's it. Now that we got off topic there when we got talking about cars, because it happens. Mm-hmm. So the G6, LG stuck with the dual camera. But instead of doing, like, one 12-megapixel and one, like, 8-megapixel camera for wide, they did dual 13 megapixels. And I like this because then you're not getting any discrepancies in the quality of your super-duper wide-angle picture. And they also have a touch sensor on the back middle, which is what I love of my Nexus. Unlike the supposed S8 pictures that I've seen where for some godforsaken reason it's beside the camera. We're not going to get into that. Let's see what else is running here.
That's because that's where they do their, whatchamacallit.
The heart rate sensor. But
heart rate sensor and everything, too.
See, the thing is what's going to be, like, I get that I have giant fucking bear claws, but to a person that has normal hands or small hands, like, can you imagine Alyssa trying to get her finger all the way to the camera of a big phone like the S8?
It would be a two-handed phone.
Yeah, exactly. She'd have to hold it and be like, I'm unlocking the phone, or never use her fingerprint sensor.
Yep.
Like,
with
my 6P, because it's right in the middle and my index finger literally always touches that same spot of the phone, that's the perfect spot for a fingerprint sensor.
I like the idea of where the iPhones is at the very bottom of the phone. The main problem I find with it is when you have your hand that low down to the phone, it makes the phone really kind of like wobbly and unstable in your hand.
Well, and that's the problem that they have with Samsungs too, and then you have to either configure your thumbprint reader in a way that so if you hold your phone sideways and just touch it upside down with a piece of tinfoil in your hand, it'll work. But with it, I feel with it where it's centered on the like the G6, the 6P, the Pixel, I just feel that's the best place for it because that's where everybody holds their phone.
See, I don't hold my phone like that, and I hate that on the Pixel.
How do you hold your phone then?
Like a normal person?
So when you pull it out of your pocket, you never touch the back of your phone?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I grab it by the side.
What? How do you fucking... So your fingers don't touch the back of your phone at all. You pull it out like a pair of fucking tweezers on the side?
Yeah, actually I do. You got a problem with it, Canadian boy?
I do. You're a fucking weirdo. Put your phone like a normal person. Jesus. My God. Fucking weird man, you. And it's got all the other random stuff, like 4 gigs of RAM, Snapdragon 821 processor, 33 milliamp battery. But let's get back to the fact that Ben pulls his fucking phone out like a weirdo. Are you also the type of person that uses, like, a hip case for your phone?
Oh, hell no.
I was going to ask you where your fanny pack was next. God. Ben, I have so much respect for you, and I am just taking it all away now. Alright, so back to the G6, now that I've lost faith in Ben. It does have a front secondary 5-megapixel camera. Again, it does have the headphone jack. It's got... what? FM radio. Are you serious? They're still doing this? Why are they still doing this? Nobody listens to FM radio. Except for old people like Ben. He probably still listens to AM.
Well, here's the problem. The government wants all phones to be able to listen to FM radio.
Why? Aren't they phasing out FM radio in some places?
I have no clue why, but yeah, the government wants all phones to be able to listen to FM radio.
It's probably so the government can tap into your phone somehow through the FM signal and listen to what you're doing.
No, not our government.
Well, ours wouldn't, because ours is too goddamn stupid.
Hey, we got thesis. All four of them.
And we also do have the Canadian Joint Task Force. I think there's like 6 of those guys.
Yeah.
But to be fair, when they go somewhere, they fuck shit up.
Yeah, that is fair.
Yay, it's USB Type-C!
I read a rumor today that the new iPhones are going to be USB-C.
Well, it makes sense considering you can charge the new Apple MacBooks with USB-C and their new monitor thing, whatever the fuck they have. It's all USB-C. USB-C is the future, man! The future. I'm wondering how long I can take, how many times I can take the future before somebody else says something.
I was like, maybe if he says it more and more, it'll make it more and more true.
Well, every time he says future, it is the future from the last time he said future. So he's just taking us into the future with the future.
Boom.
You're not wrong.
Mind blown. It only comes in 3 colors, though, if you want your G6. You even have Mystic White.
Ooh.
Astro Black.
Ooh.
And Ice Platinum. I'm assuming that the Ice Platinum is like an icy silver.
Why can't we just have black, white, and silver?
Or very black.
That's right.
Yeah, very black.
Very.
Or really blue. Was it
more ketchup red? Mustard yellow. I think the key is sold. Their yellow is mustard yellow.
Another thing I hate is the Kia Soul.
And it's the god-awful, ugliest color ever.
There's a lot of colors out there that are really bad.
Yes.
Hey, Ben.
Yes,
so you're saying that the government's making it so everyone has to have the radio? How come the new Galaxy S8 doesn't have a radio?
I didn't say a patch.
Yeah, you're full of shit, Ben. Oh, speaking of Samsung, did you hear what they are planning to do with all the old blowy phones? Phones that blow up?
Send them into space on the Millennium Falcon?
No, they're actually going to replace the batteries with smaller ones that don't explode and re-release the phone as a lower-cost phone.
Huh.
I'll pass.
Because they already have contracts with all the, like the companies that give them the components, so... You gotta do something with it. Hey, I'd take one. If a Note 7, those are phenomenal phones. They just, the batteries they had at the time decided they wanted to explode.
Yeah, but now they'll be phenomenal phones with no battery life.
So that's different than any other piece of crap phone that's out there now?
Yeah, the Motorola Z Play. I'm sorry, the Motorola Z Play.
Goddamn right, but you're outnumbered now, bitch. We're going to lather you up with maple syrup and hit you with some hockey pucks.
Do, baby.
Actually, yeah, you're probably into that shit.
Keep talking dirty to me.
No.
Please?
Mud.
Dirty
mud. Anyway, I'm just going to move along here. We're just going to move along. Move along. We're going to go onto a spaceship with a giant hairy man. So, our giant man, can you please talk about this?
Why do I have to be the hairy giant man? Just because I'm a hairy giant man.
There's a picture of you in here anyways.
It is. It's a nice photo of the upcoming Han Solo movie with all the people that are playing in the movie. Including... I can't make the Chewbacca sound.
I got this.
There you go. So you got, let's see. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis... Shit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All 8 of the cast.
And there's only, well, not including Woody, there's only 2 people I know from this cast. There's Khaleesi, the Dragon Queen, and Dong Glover. I mean, Dan Glover. Yeah, Donald Glover is playing Lando. That's probably the only thing I'm excited about.
Anything with Woody Harrelson in it's got to be good, though.
Who is Woody Harrelson? I'm trying to figure that out. Who's he playing?
Wait, you know who Woody Harrelson is, though, right?
No, I know who he is.
He wants to know who he's playing in the movie.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
It is.
Probably, like, I don't know. I don't even know who the character is. Like, I don't know what his past is.
I see.
He's probably, like, Han's, like, diddler or something like that. I don't know.
He's Han Solo's mentor.
Mentor?
Yes, mentor.
That makes sense.
His name is Garrus Shrike. Really big shoe.
That's kind of the best part about Disney taking over Lucas Pictures, I guess, is the fact that we're going to get a movie every 6 months now.
Honestly, in the past two, like Rogue One and Force Awakens, aside from the fact that I'm already over their whole girl being the absolute hero in the movies, I liked them.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Rogue One.
You're gonna both yell at me for this, but I don't like Star. I'm a big Star Wars fan.
That's your choice.
Yeah,
I was expecting to be yelled at for that.
No, I'm not. Like, if like, I've talked to people at work that are, like, I talk to them about, like, I know there's a couple that love Star Wars. I'll talk to them, like, I really don't like it. I'm like, all right, well, I don't have to talk to you anymore. Bye.
So you're saying you're just not going to talk to Ben anymore?
Well, maybe about something.
He'll only talk to me when he wants something.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much. But yeah, so yeah, you were right. The guy who raised Han Solo.
Yeah, she got Woody Harrelson, Chris Miller. He's the co-director. Phoebe, or Phoebe, however you say her name. Phoebe Waller-Bridge. I guess it's a bridge that goes over Trump's wall.
It's
Phoebe, yeah.
Phoebe. But she doesn't have anything tied to her. I think that the Sandy Newton, I think she's supposed to be, I think she's probably going to be Lando's wife or mom. I don't know.
Alden Ehrenreich. Amelia Clark.
Yeah. I like, honestly, Donald Glover and Amelia Clark in it, and Woody Harrelson, I know it's going to be good.
It's got Chewbacca in it. It has to be.
Yeah. That Jonas guy, he's got some street cred because he did play Chewbacca in The Force Awakens.
Jojo?
Where the hell did this rain come from? Holy shit.
It comes from the sky. What happens is this condensation.
It just automatically just came out of nowhere, right?
Condensation in the clouds, and once it attaches to little particles of dust that's in the sky.
Wish I could mute them.
You could, but
Ben, you know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do, Ben? Seeing as you love space so much. And you're talking about the sky right now. I'm going to send you over to SpaceX.
I wish you would.
Because then you can go on the Dragon spacecraft. And
I would love to go on the Dragon commercial or the Crew Dragon and fly around the moon next year. Like the two people that have obviously way too much money are going to do.
It's probably Tom Cruise.
It probably is. It's probably Tom Cruise and whoever that dude is from his weird religion.
You mean like the dude that started it?
Yeah.
He definitely is dead. I'm trying to remember his name.
He's some weird dude. Not that the rest of them aren't weird too, but yes, SpaceX did announce that they are going to attack of the cats. Okay then. Yeah, SpaceX. But announced that they will be sending a Dragon capsule around the moon late next year in 2018 with two paid passengers.
But it doesn't state anywhere here how long it's going to take for them to go around and come back.
Well, it depends on how fast they're traveling. Because prior Apollo rockets would travel anywhere from 2,000 miles an hour to 17,000 plus miles an hour on their trip to the moon.
That's to land, not to orbit.
No, that was to orbit. From Apollo.
Oh, really?
Or from Apollo.
Oh, okay.
From Apollo.
Tell me that if there's literally anything about NASA or space that you need to ask, ask Ben. Dude's obsessed.
So?
Like, straight up, if you want to piss him off, tell him the moon landing was fake. That'll shut him up for good.
Oh, it won't piss me off. I'll just...
I just love when I go to, there was this like space exploration kit or moon landing kit thing or whatever at Green Earth. I sent it to Ben. I'm like, look, I found the set for the moon landing. I'm like, a backless fuck you.
I meant it in the nicest way possible, though.
Oh, I know. Just out of pure love.
So, yeah, they're going to send a Crew Dragon with these two paid people who I haven't seen anywhere them saying who it actually is yet for a flight around the moon.
Maybe the bid's still open.
It could be. I'll bid $5. That's all I got, but I'd really like to know.
I'll start a Kickstarter.
There you go.
Maybe it's, I'm guessing, honestly, it's probably, like, just some stupid rich tech billionaire that can just be like, I have all this money.
I'm sure.
Because I got my butthole funded on Kickstarter.
It's probably, like, Mark Zuckerberg and his wife or something.
Oh, my God. If it is, I hope there's a plane, there's a crash that goes into the moon. Sorry. I'm just saying that Facebook caused a lot of bullshit.
Yeah.
Was Facebook that caused issues? Like, come on. Did MySpace cause any issues? No. It was just about how many literally fancy things you can put on your page. my God, I have a cat show up. You are the coolest person ever. Now it's like, oh, I don't like your view, so I'm going to argue with you.
My main problem with Facebook is now you realize that every single person in the entire world has a racist aunt.
I was going to say that you realize everyone in the entire world is an idiot.
That too, but...
Well, if it makes you feel any better, my aunts aren't racist, I don't think.
My aunt's not racist. I'm the racist one, but my aunts aren't. See, I'm not even racist.
I'm not racist. I just hate everybody. You too.
Yeah. See, everyone asks me, like, why are you so angry? Because the way I look at it is when I go into a situation, it's easier for me to preemptively hate someone or dislike them than when I get and then prove me wrong, than me to get there and think that everybody's awesome and then just keep getting knocked down by stupid people. Because it turns out there's a lot more stupid people out there that I don't like than there is awesome people.
So as long as you think everybody's stupid, you're never let down.
Exactly, because either they can let me down or they can prove me wrong.
That's fair. I knew this guy who used to say that everybody started at 10, and every single time they opened their mouth, they got rid of a number. But I guess with you, everyone just starts at a zero.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the complete opposite of that. Everyone starts out at nothing, and then all you got to do is prove me wrong, because I'm not going to lie, 9 times out of 10, I'm not wrong. Now, I'm not saying that I am flawless because I'm an asshole, and there's a lot of people that don't like me or my views or my opinions, but the people that stick around are the people that I make 12s, all right, not just 10s.
Oh.
The people that I keep that stick around and want to deal with my bullshit and my shenanigans is awesome.
Everything
like Ben,
is awesome.
I've known this prick for, shit, how long have we known each other, Ben?
6 or 7 years at least.
I think more than that.
Because Cerebral Overload's been around for 5, and it was before that.
No, I think it's closer to, like, 8.
Could be. Did you know me before or after I was married?
I don't know. Were you on Gizmo before?
Oh, yeah.
Then I knew you before.
Okay, because I was going to say I've been married for 7 years next month, or in 2 months, so.
Holy shit, I've been married longer than you?
What year did you get married?
2011?
No.
I haven't been married longer. No. I've just been with longer than you've been married. Jesus.
I've been married.
Feels like I've been married longer.
That's because you're putting that flooring in together.
Matt's going to feel that pain of being married soon.
You know what? Yeah. That's what we're going to do. We're going to start a Kickstarter to get you and your wife on this trip to the moon and back.
I'll be the one that'll be left on the moon.
I was going to say, and only one will come back.
On your way past the moon, she'll open the door and kick you out.
Hey, Andrew, look, isn't that a Ryzen processor? What? And I'm gone.
Well, now, if he kicks you out on the backside of the moon, you can land on the Nazi base that's up there.
Of course. Deal with
that.
But maybe I'll get lucky. We'll overshoot the moon, and she'll kick me out to one of the nearby stars that has seven Earth-like planets. I mean, one hell of a kick. That's a hard kick because that's like 40 light years. Still,
no,
I guess if we're angry enough, it is possible.
She's gonna kick you a light year.
She'll kick me to the right in the TRAPPIST one. Eh? No, nobody got that because it's the name
of
the planet.
You did there.
Okay. Oh, yay, yay. So, speaking of space and how our Earth's going to be dead eventually, they found a bunch of planets. Well, I think there's only one that's inhabitable, which is TRAPPIST-1. It's an ultra-cool, temperature-wise.
I see what you did there.
And it's a dwarf star, 39 light years away. And it has not one, not two. Not, okay, I'm not dragging that on. They have 7 potentially inhabitable planets orbiting it. And so they're going to, I guess, send probes and shit to test it out. But you know how people are freaking out? Like, oh, we have to find these planets because the Earth's going to die. In like a couple billion years, people.
Well, hell, these planets are going to die before ours.
Well, you know, people are going to have to colonize and then die anyways.
If it's a red dwarf star, it's going to implode before ours will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because ours hasn't even gotten to that point yet. But see, this is going to be my little rant of the episode aside from my 7 other rants that I've already had. People bitch and whine. Like, I have people, like, I'm not saying that global warming isn't an issue. I want to smack some people, but when people say that, ooh, the reason why our weather is like this is because of global warming. Bitch, when I'm looking at the weather report, let's say it's 15 degrees tomorrow, that's Celsius for you Americans. 15 degrees tomorrow. Well, the other day it was 9 degrees, and it's like, oh, this is our high. The record high was 13 degrees in 2000. Like, there's been days that have been hotter than this at random spots of the year, since the world's been around. So you can't go telling me that the reason why we have warm weather is because of global warming all of a sudden, because all you're doing is listening to goddamn Matt Damon and fucking Facebook posts.
And your buddy.
My buddy, who?
Bill Nye, the fake science guy.
You need to shut your mouth and don't talk shit about Bill Nye.
Bill Nye, the fake science guy.
Ben?
Yes, sir.
Ben?
Andrew?
Do not bring my nigga Bill Nye into this. And that was not racist because I put an A on the end and not an ER. Right? Bill Nye, he might not be an actual scientist that went to school and stuff, but he's got the stage presence and he knows how to read a book and recite what he read, okay?
He's got a bow tie, which is the same thing.
Also, yeah, he's got a bow tie, so that's instant, I think, instant street cred.
He's got a bow tie, so he's all good.
I could wear a bow tie, but it just disappeared in my beard, so that would be pointless. Then it'd just be a beard bow tie. Ooh, beard bow tie. Hmm. Possibly a new fashion trend.
If you try to start that fashion trend, you're out of the podcast.
No, because you know what's going to happen? If I start doing something like that, then the idiots that have the man buns and the tight jeans are going to start wearing them, and then I'm going to have to set myself on fire.
What's wrong with tight jeans? My ass looks phenomenal in them.
No, you're just wearing Jen's jeans. God damn it, Ben. I told you to stop doing that.
But I like to dress up.
Put her jeans back and put yours on, okay?
Okay.
Don't even get me started on you, Matt. Actually, no. I think if you were to wear Alyssa's jeans, they'd be like capris.
Yes. It's the length that really matters.
See, that's my issue, too, because I'm like 18 feet taller than Jen, so.
Yeah. I think, out of the three of us, I'm the only one that has a wife that's the same. Actually, she's a little bit taller than me.
I got Jen by, like, 14 inches. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I can't convert that to centimeters for you guys. I'm sorry.
No, we know inches, too, you jackass. Matt, you've got, like, what, 3 feet on Alyssa?
Yeah, and I'm not even that tall.
Funny, because Adler's almost the same height as her now.
She like the world's smallest person.
Pretty much. Oh, market size.
Oh, yeah.
If you get her in a Guinness Book of World Records.
I think the other day we were having a conversation, we called her Fun Size. Fun Size Chocolate.
That's exactly what it is.
I'm glad there was a counter between me and her, though, because I probably would have got punched for that one.
Yeah, exactly.
She's got those tiny arms, so she's like T-Rex. She can't get me anyways.
Gonna give her those sticks for Christmas. Arm extensions.
The shelf grabbers.
I really hope she doesn't listen to this episode, otherwise I'll never get the properly made coffee again.
Yeah, exactly. That and I'm gonna be dead in a ditch somewhere.
That's alright. We'll be able to find you because your car will be parked nearby.
That's fair.
Great, one episode in and our new co-hosts are getting killed.
All you have to do is she gets mad and be like, look, I have something for you from Disney. And she's like, ooh.
Yeah. Ooh, piece of candy.
Oh, James Woods. Yeah, so planets, murder. Let's see, what else we got here? Cell phones, processors, GPUs, yeah, all that fun stuff. I think that's all the topics that I've got. We're not having a Kickstarter, because apparently everything on Kickstarter sucks or is funded.
We could do a Kickstarter to send me to the moon.
I thought I was going to the moon.
Jesus, Matt, you just started with us and you already want to leave the planet?
We
were that bad.
We have that
podcast from the moon!
That would be the hardest podcast to ever record.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know if Elon would be behind that.
That'd be hard to do with a 3-second delay with a conversation between Earth and the Moon.
Is Joey stopping? Matt, what do you think about this?
It's good.
Oh my god. I'm pretty sure that, like, you know, people would listen to us, though, just for the simple fact that you're recording and sending from the Moon. That's the only reason why people would.
Yeah, it'd be a first for mankind.
It would be. Well, yeah, we definitely need to do this then, because that we would make history.
Yep.
And then it would become popular.
Let's kickstart for all three of us, and we can all kickstart from the opposite side of the Moon, or we can all podcast from the opposite side of the Moon.
But it's only taking two people.
I'm sure if we raise enough money, we can put three people in it.
Yeah, it's just send two spaceships. Come on, Elon. Elon Musk has got this.
Yeah. Sure, he's got it. Just, you know, just tie a Tesla to the back of one and you're good to go.
Yeah, exactly.
A Tesla moon rover.
Seriously, one day this cough will go away, I swear. It won't be until the nice weather's here, but it will go away eventually. Well, hopefully, one of these podcasts, Matt, you'll be able to join possibly at the same location as me.
Ooh.
And I would say Ben, but he's still not allowed in this country. He doesn't have a passport yet. There's no other reason.
Yeah. I'm allowed in. I could go in, I just couldn't come back.
I don't know. Can you get to Canada without a passport?
No, now you need one.
Oh, I guess.
But to be fair, we really don't have any walls.
I was going to say, Trudeau shut that down.
Yeah, we're going to need a... Oh, no, we're going to have walls soon because we're going to build our hockey boards with glass.
Yes.
I'll just swim across Lake Erie.
All you see is on the news, world's biggest otter found in Lake Erie.
Yeah.
Just Ben.